And so you were able to go to places you never imagined.
Never. Hawaii a couple of times. And I'm, well, big family. I run into my niece in Hawaii twice, you know. And and then in Japan, I ran into my nephew way out there in the Marine Corps, way out there in the jungle, my son horse. And I saw my nephew from Austin. And I'd seen this guy like, you know, Kigo, Kigo, you know. And I kept like, you know, when you start getting like, what is this guy looking, you know. And then he said this, he said it was your nephew. And I said, oh, Pinguino, eh. And rest in peace, he just passed away.
Oh, is that right?
But it's fun, man, to not, especially for somebody like me. I mean, hey, what am I doing in Japan and then run into my nephew?
Right,
you know,
right.
It's well, I guess that's where they get it's a small world.
Right.
But to me, I started as a young kid running up and down with Joe and Johnny and Jesse. And it's been good for me all these years. I've met a lot of people, saw a lot of places, and even got to live in different places, California and stuff like that. But I'm homegrown Temple, Texas, and that's it.
I know that's right. And so you're a vocalist, pero was there ever an instrument que te estiró that gravitated to? Was it a guitar or was it a keyboard? What?
Well, my brother Jimmy gave me a guitar and said, look, man, listen, learn these three chords. In case you're ever in jail one day, you'll want to be playing the guitar. And came true. And but I only know, you know, for myself.
Right.
I don't play it on bandstand, which I would be nice. But I know my limit, you know.
So in talking with your brothers, Joe and Johnny, they both admit on tape that you were the one who had the goods as far as the vocals. Now, in your mind, was there ever a competitiveness there of trying to, you know, do better, or was that just natural, just what came out?
To me, that's the biggest compliment I can get. I mean, you know.
Of course.
Never could I sing like Joe and Johnny.
Right.
I mean, you know, they're not because they're my brothers, but the way
they're pesados.
They're pesados. And I never for one second would compare myself like, oh,
right.
You know. And when I do get that, I mean, of course, it's a big compliment for me.
Of course.
You know, because to me, really, there is no bad vocalist. I ran into this guy that, because I did gospel too. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give you a dope.
Okay.
I did some gospel, and this guy told me, what do you think, man? You know, how I sound. I said, God's not looking to see you're singing for Jesus, and he's not saying, well, he sings good, he don't sing good, you know. And this is the way I feel about everybody when they're singing. There's some better than others, but as far as I'm concerned, everybody's a good singer.
That's a nice way to look at it.
Right. And I truly look at it like that because sometimes I see these shows that come out and how they boo some people out. I would never do that.
Right.
Thank God, todavía they haven't done it to me. But I don't know. It's just...
It takes a lot to get up in front of a stage and do something like that, ¿verdad?
I've heard a lot through the years that... I mean, I still get nervous, but as soon as you start the first song, the first bars, and it goes away. I mean, it's like you're just there.
Right.
I mean, well, but it becomes a job, you know.
Right, right.
And I've had my up and downs on the bandstand. I mean, you know, I went through a lot of stuff. Then I stopped drinking for 17 years. Then I fell. Then I stopped for another 6 years, and I don't count the time no more. I just,
right.
You know.
Right.